Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second, the shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Tom Pachioruk. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Pachioruk moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pachioruk scores. Fisk scores. Salazar moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salazar moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gedman scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Gutierrez moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tom Pachyork. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Baines moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fisk bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. Hairston moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker is walked intentionally. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Rich Gedman. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Mark Sullivan now catching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-4 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Rudy Law now playing left. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Miller reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Al Jones now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner strikes out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gielen moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Gielen moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-5 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett who tags Cruz, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gielen scores. Walker scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.